We're learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Mendalim, and Aleph, and we're going to discuss the sugya on Nun Gimel Min Beis, the end, the Mishnah of Makom Shenog L'Hadlik Sener B'Leil Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says, Makom Shenog L'Hadlik Sener B'Leil Yom Kippur Medlikin, Makom Shenog V'Shloy L'Hadlik Ein Medlikin. Places where the minig is to light the ner on Leil Yom Kippur, we light neris. The place the minig is not to light, we don't light neris. And the Gemara says, Tana bein sham l'hadlik bein sham shloil hadlik shneim l'davar echad niskavnim. Both the place where they say to be madlik and the place shloil hadlik, they're both l'davar echad niskavnim. The Gemara doesn't explain what. The Gemara brings a pasuk, v'amech kulam tzedikim. So Rashi explains that they're both trying to stop, to prevent tashmish hamitam on Yom Kippur. The one that said lahadik is because ainu the mishamish mitasal aroner, so he can't be mishamish. So this aroner won't be mishamish. And the one that says shloim lahadik holds a fakert if the ner is lit, so then he'll see his wife and he'll be misaviter. So that's why he says shloim lahadik. At that time we understand if the ner is lit, he'll see his wife, he'll have a taiva for him. But what's pshat in the other time that he won't be mishamish because ain lishamish laroner lemaisa? It's also Asim Mishamash Yom Kippur. So if he won't keep the halacha of not being Mishamash Yom Kippur, why would he necessarily keep the halacha of Asim Mishamash Laraner? Chayavis L'shayla? So there's a Taz in Yeridei Asim and Shimon Beis, he's answering Akash on the Rosh. He says this Tam is not that he might not keep the halacha because he's not interested in keeping halacha. He might forget. It's the Yom Kippur, he might forget to be Mishamash. If there's a ner, he won't forget because he knows he's not mishamish lo ner. But Yom Kippur, he might forget. So kumdeh is a little bit different then, because kumdeh is the time to have, not to have the ner is to prevent someone from forgetting. The time to have the ner, that's the time to have the ner, to prevent someone from forgetting. The time not to have the ner is because if you will have the ner, he'll be over b'mezit, right? He'll see his wife and be misava. But it's interesting, the Taz in Arei Chaim, Siman Tov Reish Yud, he asks his Kasha, even on the time to have the Ner, but why would it be Mishamish Yom Kippur? It's Asur. He says, he's much more so, we're not afraid people won't keep the laws of Yom Kippur. They'll still keep them. But the Pshat is, the ones who says to have the Ner is Pshat, you might forget. And the one that says not to have the ner is because he might have a taiva not to keep the laws, and only everyone here who mivata makshavta teri b'yom hazeh. So Taz Gad writes, the Prima Gadol writes on this Taz, the Miraf Kimina ba'ish de nida. Ba'ish de nida, l'chari, you never chayshit that it'll be ba'il nida. We don't say that no one's allowed to have a ner when his wife's a nida because he might see her. Teri's a nida, you know not to be ba'il. So on Yom Kippur also, then there wouldn't be a problem having a ner if his wife's a nida. But according to the Taz, the problem of here, that could be Ba'ish the nida as well. But in that Taz, the Maimon Mordechai is Marech, he says the Rishayim don't say this. The words of the Rambam is Shamiyira Ishta V'yisachayim Be'ena V'yovel L'day Tashmish. Rashi also at the beginning, L'hafrish Atzim Mishka V'yisha, says the Aruch HaShayim, the Bar Tanura here, the Ramah, they all say clearly that if there's a ner, they'll see the Isha, he'll be Mishamish, not just be Mahar. Okay, but that's having the ner. The ner is that not having the ner, knows the ner will cause him to be Mishamish, let's say, B'mezit. But the Shaila is the other way. We said you should have a ner. In other words, you should have a ner because that would prevent you from being Mishamish. Why? Because it's also, it's anyway also because of Yom Kippur. So the Taz in Yeridei said, because he'll forget. So I saw there's a Sefer Shevet Yehuda there, and so that's also not Mashmah that way. It's Mashmah Tkifas Yetzer, just like this is also Tkifas Yetzer, that if you won't have the Ner, there'll be a Tkifas Yetzer. So he says, he throws in the Shevet Yehuda, that when there's an Issa that's Kavua Tom and Vitadir, Vilhutta Mechlaloi, a person's like trained when there's a Ner, he's not going to be Mishamish. Yom Kippur comes once a year, he might not keep that halacha. The Ner, since it's Kavua Tom and Vitadir, he'll keep that halacha. No, Avisal Shver. But you see, the Rambam is mashma, it's not the word because it's also to mishamish lohaner. The Rambam says, the words of the Rambam is this, Mokash no mahadlik is an ebi amikapurim, He'll be embarrassed of his wife and won't come to Tashemita. It's not because of the Isati Mishamish Lahiner. It's because when he's in there, he's misnaying with much more tznius, with much more busha, so he won't come to Tashmish. The Yishalmi is mashma that way. The Lashon Yishalmi is like this. Bein command the Amma Malikin, Bein command the Amma Ein Malikin, they inherit Galavera. Yishalmi is Mefarim more than the Bavli. They're both inherit Galavera. Mandam a Malikin, Shuroya umizbahish. Mandam a Malikin, Shulayira the Yisavit. The one that says he alighted because he'll see and he'll be embarrassed. He'll be shy. It's much more comfortable when there's no nair. And the one that says Ein Malikin is okay if he sees alive a taiva. See, Rashi also could mean that, because Rashi doesn't say Asul l'shamish l'arener. Rashi says Ein other m'shamish b'tasul l'arener. Maybe it's not because of the Isser, it's done. It's not comfortable. If there's a nair, it's not comfortable. He's misbayish. The Ran also says M'amish l'loshin of Rashi Ein other m'shamish l'arener. But Rashi on the Rif, that they have a Rashi on the Rif, he says Asul l'shamish, and that's how the Beis Yosef brings it down in Siman Taf Rishud. I saw the Rashi and Yuma also brings it down because it's Asul l'shamish l'arener. That's Mashmas close to the Issa, which is a little bit rare. Like, why would the Haisafis, maybe it's Haisafis Issa, or like the Shevi Duda says, it's Kavua Tamil Vatadar, he's more used to keeping that Issa. Now, it says it's Kalukim and Hagim, and then the Gemara also brings down the Tani Tani Kamin Der Bechon, and Rabshim Laz, Aimi Kippurim, Shkalis Bishamis, Afim Magm Shomer Shoyla, the Malikim, they covered a Shabbos. That's a Shalom. Kippur Shkalis Bishamis, Rabshim Laz says, every place in Mavik, and then it says, "V'onu b'yechlam asher v'chacham b'ishrim." Now, Pashas, it sounds like the Gemara was bringing that we pass in that way, but the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam passes like a Shimon Elazar, and the Beis Yosef says, "Because the Yerushalmi passes like a Shimon Elazar," and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. The Rosh Hashanah is Meir that Lechaya, the Bavli doesn't seem to pass like a Shimon Elazar. Why are we passing like the Yerushalmi? But that's a Pesach Halacha. Now, there's a Machlokes Yishayim if we make a bracha on the Lakis Ner and Yom Kippur. The Rosh in Yuma, in Siman Chav Zayin, says at the end of his shtickle, "V'yimish yesh levarach alakas and erik kamei b'shamis mishum shalom bayis." That's the lashon of the Rosh. L'chayr, we make a bracha on alakas name kippur just like shamis mishum shalom bayis. The Maran Chayyim says you don't make a bracha. He says it's not a takanas acham; it's a minig. You don't make a bracha on a minig. That's what he says here. In Masechta Shabbos, he says that they were only Chayshur Shishalom Bayis B'Shabbos, because they covered Shabbos. And that's why you only make a bracha in Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. So the Rosh Hashanah always make a bracha. The Mordechai says that no, Shalom Bayis is Dafka on Shabbos, so in Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos you make a bracha, but otherwise you don't. And it brings in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Smag, which we don't have, but he brings it, that even Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos also you don't make a bracha, because even on Shabbos, you make a bracha for the neiris of the Suda, the neiris of Tzarech Achila. Yom Kippur, there's no Suda, you don't make a bracha on the Lakas neiris even on Shabbos. So couldn't there's three shittas. The Rosh says you always make a bracha, the Mordechai says only on Shabbos, and the Smack says even on Shabbos not. Now, Lechari, the Rosh is shver, because, like the Mordechai says, you don't make a bracha on a minig. There's a whole sugya in Mesech the Sukkah, that Mem Dalin, the Gabi Arava, the daily Gemara says you don't make a bracha because it's a minig. There's a whole shaila if you make a bracha on halal and rishkeidish and chalamayin because that's only a minig. Maybe you can't save it tzivanu because there's no leisasur on a minig. Lamaisa, even the paiskim, that paskin, you do make a bracha. It's not by all menagim, it's only there because it's a kriyas halal, like it says there. But the Gemara there says you don't make a bracha on a minig. So why would you make a bracha on a minig of halakas ner b'yom kippurim? And my friend, it's not a minig all over, it's just a minig in certain places. So what's the pshat that you make a bracha? Now the Rosh's lashon is, you make a bracha mishum shalom bayis. The Pichadish says, what do you make a bracha mishum shalom bayis? The Gemara didn't say light because of shalom bayis. The Gemara says he light in order not to have tash shemita, not because of shalom bayis. So what does the Rosh mean that you make a bracha al shalom bayis? So I think there's two possible ways you could say pshat in the Rosh. One is in the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, you know what the pshat in the Rosh is? He says, there's a takana to light neiris on every Shabbos and Yantiv, and Kippur is Bechlal. So when the Chazal made a takana, they have to light on Shabbos and Yantiv, and Yom Kippur also. So what's the pshat in the Makom Shenogesh Leil HaHadlik? The Teretz is, they were matched this takana, because in order to prevent Tashmish Shemitah, they didn't do the takana of a Lakas Neiris. They made a minig not to do this Dura Banan. And the Makom Shnog and Lahadik also would have done that. It's not pshat, they held that the Takana is more important than Tashemita. But that's what the Gemara says, Shneim Lev Rechem Miskaven, that even the one that was laying Lahadik held that if there's an error, that would prevent Tashmish more. But once you're being Madlik, because that's going to prevent Tashmish more, you get back the old Takana. And that's why the Rosh says, you make a bracha because of Shalom Bayis. So that answers all the kashas. It's not a bracha on a minig, it's a bracha on a Takana. And I, the Gemara, says that no, the reason why they lit is because of Tashmish. No, that's only because if it wouldn't be for that reason, that lighting will prevent Tashmish, so then they'd be matka the Takana because you take away the candles in order to prevent Tashmish. But they forget, the lighting prevents the Tashmish. So Svasema says, I have a raya from the Yerushalmi. He says, the Bach says that the Yerushalmi in Perek HaRoya is mukhach like the Rosh. And the Pichadosh is not the way. He says, he doesn't see any mashmois there. But the Svasema says, no, it's a Taya Sefer in the Bach. He means Yerushalmi here. Because Yerushalmi says like this. The Yerushalmi says, Makam Shno Lahadlik Meshubach Mimakam Shogashlo Lahadlik. The Tumanagim, Shneim Udav Rechem Eskavnu. But the place that Snogel Hadlik is better is more Meshubach than the Makam Shnogel Shleil Hadlik. Prichadah says in Afkamina, if you don't have a Kavua to a Minik, so that you should make a Minik to be Madlik. So the Mishalmi says like this, Amrei Bimi Teide, how do we know this Minik is better? Teide Loch Shukain, Shem Kippurim Shechalis B'Shamas, Afil Among Shoy Shleil Hadlik Madlikim. Because you see, on Shabbos, everyone says to be Madlik. That's Yishalmi, she tells that Paschal Zagav Shem and Elazar, that on Shabbos, Shechalis B'Shem Kippurim, you do our Madlik. So Fekta says, what's the Raya? Shabbos is because of Shabbos. Had it on your kippets that way. Vaistais says, Vaistais, Tayyim Kippur also is a Chiv. So Mel, that's where you bring the Raya. You see, Shabbos, everyone agrees that we're not Madcha the Neiris because of Tashmish, because Fakir, this will be Minei Tashmish. So Yom Kippur also is a Chiv. So it'll be the same thing. That's why you can bring a Raya from Shabbos Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur wouldn't have a Chiv, you wouldn't be able to have a Raya. So that's one shot in the Rosh. That height that were a makam shenagu lahadlik, so it's chazir at the kind of lahadlik m'kayma. Fine, that's as fast as this pshat. Maybe we could say another pshat. I'll be the Magen Avraham. You see, there's a big shmuz. The Darkemayshi brings the maril that says like this: if there's a nair in the house, make sure to have a nair in the bedroom, because if not, you're doing both kulas. The nair in the house will cause you to see your wife, and it'll be masava. The nair that's not in the bedroom, so you won't have the minei of the nair from Tashmish. And we mainly have everything wrong. You have a nair in the house, and you don't have a nair in the bedroom. So then you can't do that. And that's how the Ramah paskins. And the Magen Avraham says that the minig is that they do light in the house. Everyone, they lit, they made a bracha. And they don't necessarily light in the bedroom. And it's interesting, even today, you don't find them sazharim to make sure to have a light on in the bedroom, and if there's going to be lights on in the house, so the Chayyim, we're not doing like this Ramah. So the Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you maybe a Yishuv to the Minik. The Mordechai in Yuma in the beginning writes like this, he says, that's what he writes. He writes it in a stam. You're not near us on the tables, and you make you set up the table nicely. It's Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Shabbos. You set up the table nicely. You put on a tablecloth. You light the candles. It's called Shabbos. And he doesn't say it's b'makom shenagu l'hadlik. It sounds like in all places. Now, at the end of the parak, he writes like this. He's discussing what we mentioned before, whether you make a bracha. He writes like this. He says like he started, that Neri Shem Kippur, if it's in Shabbos, you make a bracha. But if it's B'chayil, you don't make a bracha. Because the Mishnah says, Malkim Shal Hadlik, Malik Shalik, Ein Malik. And since there is a place where you don't Malik, so in Mela there was no Chiv, there's no Takanus Chachamim, and Mela you don't make a bracha. So Zakh the Maricha like this, V'ein Svar Leimar. That's only in the bedroom. There's a Malkim to Minag Lahadlik and a Malkim Shal Lahadlik. But in the house, then you are Malik, and that's why you make a bracha. But he says no, because it says in the Mishnah, Madlikim Batik Mitzvahs about the Midrashes. It's Mashmi, you don't light in the house. So that's a shtickle shver, like the Darkemayshi says, when he wrote in the beginning of the Perek, he wrote Menastam, that your Madlikim Neiris al Shulchan of Archan Ashulchan Kamei B'Shabbos from the Bikr Shabbos Shabbosim. And here he writes, that no, you don't tell me the whole two Stodim is lighting in the bedroom, but lighting in the house you have to do anyway. Because it says, Madlikim Batim Yitzis, Batim Yitzrashis. But Al Kopanim, you see from both Mordechais, He wasn't upset about the idea that you can light in the house and still not light in the bedroom because of Tashmish. Why? L'chai, you have the worst of both worlds. You'll see her in the house, and then you'll be Mishamish in the bedroom because there's no light. The Teretz says, like the Magen Avraham, seeing her in the house is not going to be a problem. Any Yetzirah L'shaita, because you're not going to be Mishamish in the house, that's not a problem. The whole issue of Medlikin and Emedlikin means in the bedroom. But it sounds like the Mordechai was saying that in the Rosh, that this Markum Shenogel Ahadlik and the Markum Shenogel Ahadlik means to be Mavdik in the bedroom, not to be Mavdik in the bedroom. And that's what maybe the Rosh is saying, that you make a bracha on lighting the candles in Kippur in the house because of Shalom Bayis. It's a different thing. The bedroom you don't light, in the house you light. The house you light the Shalom Bayis, light with the bracha, like everything. So it's a different svara. The svara's endless, I'm saying, the svara is because if Markum Shenogel Ahadlik, you don't light at all. Then you already get back the chiyuv. And he was saying, no, that maybe in both cases, whether it's Magosh Shel Mahadlik or Magosh Shel Mahadlik, that's all in the bedroom. But in the house, you light. So it's Arachian. And the Chayyar, the Marcha asks a good kasha, that it says that the Madlik and Batik sees about the Majoshis. It doesn't sound like you light in the house. Also, the Chayyar, if this is true, and this will be Shvat and Svasam and Sipshad also, so why would Shabbos be different than Yom Kippur? If Yom Kippur also have a Chayvus Avaka, whether you say it's normally Nidcha because of the Makam Shnagush Loyla Havlik, or whether you say that the Chayvus Avaka is in the house and the Makam Shnagush Havlik is in the bedroom, either one you say, why would Shabbos be different than Yom Kippur? It's Arachim Vizet. But if this is all right, then the pshat is, the Ikud Din to make a halakha with the bracha in Yom Kippur is not because it's going to be Minei Atashmish, because you're not lighting in the bedroom, you're lighting in the dining room. The Ikud Din to make a bracha and lighting Yom Kippur is Al Shalom Bayis, like the Rosh says, Al Seregula Tekanas Halakha. So mainly, even if there's someone, a man that lives alone, and he lights every Shabbos on his own, or his wife's not there that week, so then he would have to light with the bracha, Parshat Al Shalom Bayis. I think Mustamba, that's the minig, that the lighting that we do with the bracha, that's not the lighting of the minig Mahadlik in order to vent Hashemita. That's lighting in the house of the bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that and the other Paiskim that Lamaisa at least lechatchila Yeshua Machmeh, if there's a light in the house where the Uriz is, you should also have a light in the bedroom.